Reshma Haider is an investment advisor from Los Altos, but most of her family lives in Uttar Pradesh, in the northern part of India. She says she lost 16 members of her extended family to COVID-19 just in the past 2 weeks. Every day, she scrolls through dozens of messages on WhatsApp, witnessing people back home frantically trying to secure medical care for their loved ones.
Especially when someone messages, you know, I'm looking for a bed, I'm looking for oxygen, and by the time we're just sharing the information that we gather, the person replies back that, never mind, I just lost him, I just lost her. It's just tragic. I can't even explain the feeling. It's just your heart sinks, because it's one thing that, you know, somebody is admitted, they're intubated, they're going through this process where you know that they might make it, they might not make it, they're in the ICU. Here it's like somebody's breathing and you're hearing that they're taking them to the hospital and they're looking for oxygen, and then they say, no, they just took their last breath.
The official death toll in India is currently between 3,000 and 4,000 deaths per day, but experts say it's likely much higher. And the reports that Bay Area residents like Haider are hearing from their relatives in India paint a harrowing picture. Hospital systems are on the brink of collapse. People are using Facebook and WhatsApp to source oxygen tanks on the private market. Securing medical care for a loved one often comes down to personal connections and sheer luck.
We had been trying to use all of the contacts that we had. You know, the most elite people in India are dying like this. You can just imagine what it must be like for 95% of the population.
Aprajit Mahajan, a professor at UC Berkeley, says he visited India back in November 2020 when his father became infected during the country's first coronavirus wave. When his father's oxygen levels dropped, his family spent 8 hours driving around Delhi searching for a hospital that could take him. They finally found a bed at one of the better hospitals in the city. He received oxygen, then he was intubated. Then, 2 weeks later, he passed away. Mahajan was alone in a hotel room quarantining when he heard the news.
And I didn't get to see him at all.
After his father died, Mahajan went to the hospital, and despite the risk, they let him into the COVID ward to view his father's body.
It was out of some dystopic situation. There were like 10 patients, you know, comatose on beds, and there was maybe one nurse there. And now you're probably looking at one nurse for every 30 or 40 patients. You know, right now, I think things are just like 3 to 5 times as bad as they were in November.
Mahajan emphasized that his father, a government employee and a poet named Swatantra Alak, received some of the best possible care, and that the vast majority of Indians do not have access to the same resources. But Mahajan's story didn't end there. So many people had died at the hospital that it began to lose track of the bodies.
So while we were waiting to load the body, the person in the morgue said, you know, we're loading the body in the van. Do you want to identify it? And so we, you know, we went toward the back of the van, and it was actually the wrong body. It was someone else. The sort of comic horror of it was, it made it easier to deal with in some sense, because it just was so, we just felt like you were in some kind of, some black farce or something.
As India's efforts to stem the spread are falling short, international aid has begun to flow into the country. President Joe Biden has pledged oxygen-related supplies, vaccine doses, and therapeutics. But now, they are running into logistics problems getting the supplies to oxygen-starved patients. Gunita Singh Bala is a former physicist who created the 1947 Partition Archive in Berkeley, which documents the stories of people who witnessed the creation of India.
Now the problem is that a lot of stuff that was sent by governments is like stuck in customs. So like people are dying in Delhi and a stone's throw away, all the stuff is sitting at the airport. The disaster is so huge that I'm just having a hard time wrapping my mind around it. It's almost like Modi's just given up or something.
While some believe Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given up, the Indian American community in the Bay Area certainly has not. For her part, Singh Bala has directed all of the donors from the Partition Archive to support aid being sent to India. And she has transformed the organization's social media channels from oral history about India's independence into a source of public health information in the many different languages spoken throughout India. This is important, she says, because misinformation about topics like the vaccine is rampant, especially in rural villages.
Given the critical situation in India with regards to the COVID-19 epidemic, we will be showing you some new programming.
And in Silicon Valley, some Indian American entrepreneurs are leveraging their expertise in businesses and technology to address problems like the lack of oxygen. Reshma Haider, the investment advisor who lost 16 of her family members, is involved with a company called OxyKit, which is developing open source kits that the maker community in India can use to build their own oxygen concentrators.
It's actually a fully open source project. And the idea was that you could just go to your local hardware store, get your things and build it yourself.
She also redirected the efforts of a company she runs in Pakistan from making robotic supplies into making face shields and other medical equipment they are distributing for free to Indian hospitals. But if there's one thing the world has learned about COVID-19 in the past year, it's that innovative technology and ample resources still don't stem the tide of pain and death that COVID leaves in its wake. Gunita Singhbala says while the U.S. may be turning a corner on the pandemic, it shouldn't be turning its back on the nations like India still struggling through it.
It's like, guys, it's not over yet. These viruses, the more they spread, the more they mutate. Ultimately, there will be a mutation that's going to evade vaccines, right, if we keep this up. So even on a selfish note, I think Americans should care because this virus could come back to them.
Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.